USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has denounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, when discussing President Trump denouncing white supremacist groups, McEnany continues.
He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. His record on this is unmistakable.
Thousands of employees at the nation's two biggest airlines are being furloughed on Thursday. The furloughs at United and American Airlines are affecting more than 32,000 people. Congress and the Trump administration have yet to reach an agreement on more help for the airline industry. And Americans' personal income fell more than expected in August. Figures out today show personal income was down 2.7%. USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day. The day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is continuing to meet with Republican senators on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Many Democrats have said they would not meet with Barrett. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley has a challenge for Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris, Senator from California.
She's got a lot of things to answer for, and I'd like her to take a pledge, Senator Harris. I'd like her to say that she's not going to continue to engage in the kind of religious bigotry that we have seen from her towards past court nominees, interrogating their Catholicism, and other Democrats on the committee doing the same thing. They're trying to make the religious faith of Amy Barrett the central issue. This is a form of bigotry. Let's just call that out. It is anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-faith bigotry.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P, all beginning October on a strong note, finishing up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 has been a rough year for many people, from losing a loved one due to COVID to a possible job loss, or even that small business owner who may have lost his small business due to the coronavirus pandemic. I had a chance to catch up with best-selling author and motivational speaker Rachel Hollis. She has a new book out titled Didn't See That Coming, Putting Life Back Together When Your World Falls Apart. One of the things we discuss is how to get your life back in order after a very challenging 2020.
You know, so many people are saying, like, in an uncertain future, in an unknown future, and there's so much fear around this idea that because of the pandemic, we don't know what the future is. And what I want to remind you of is that you have never known what the future is. You have never been in control of your future. You have only ever been in control of yourself and your response to the world around you, and that is still true. So if you can focus on how can you take the best care of you, how can you be the healthiest version of yourself, how can you show up as a parent, as a leader.
At least 69 people have been arrested in Hong Kong as local police broke up scattered protests on October 1st. Which marks the 71st anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's takeover of China. Police making that announcement on Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.